Passage number 10.
Mr. Williams was a gardener, and a very good one, too. Last year, he came to work for Mrs. Elephantstone, who was old, fat, and rich. She knew nothing about gardens, but thought that she knew a lot, and was always interfering. One day, Mr. Williams got angry with Mrs. Elephantstone and called her an elephant. She did not like that at all, so she went to a lawyer, and a few months later, Mr. Williams was in court, accused of calling Mrs. Elephantstone an elephant. The magistrate found Mr. Williams guilty. So Mr. Williams said to him, "Does that mean that I am not allowed to call this lady an elephant any more?" "That is quite correct," the magistrate answered. "And am I allowed to call an elephant a lady?" the gardener asked. "Yes, certainly," the magistrate answered. Mr. Williams looked at Mrs. Elephantstone and said, "Goodbye, lady."
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
Mrs. Elphinstone was better at gardening than Mr. Williams.
Number 2.
Mrs. Elphinstone interfered in gardening affairs because she knew nothing about gardening and wanted to learn.
Number 3.
Mr. Williams called her an elephant because she was old and rich.
Number 4.
Mr. Williams called her an elephant because she was fat and because her name was Elphinstone.
Number 5.
Mrs. Elphinstone sent Mr. Williams to a lawyer.
Number 6.
Mrs. Elphinstone won the court case.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
What did Mr. Williams do when he got angry with Mrs. Elphinstone?
Number 2.
And what did Mrs. Elphinstone do about this?
Number 3.
What did the magistrate decide?
Number 4.
What did Mr. Williams ask him then?
Number 5.
What did the magistrate answer?
Number 6.
What did Mr. Williams ask then?
Number 7.
And what was the magistrate's answer this time?
Number 8.
So what did Mr. Williams do then?